Oh, good morning. Welcome to the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Special treat. We got the Gunsmiths back together again. Love it. It's always a special show when Jacob's in the house. Jake, good to see you.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
And, of course, Jonathan. He's the original gunsmith. And this segment, we're going to talk about changes at Glock, but it's brought to you by Diamond Jim's Tire and Automotive. And these guys have been keeping cars on the road since 1977. They do great work.
That's right. They sure do. This week I got to look at my brand new rims and tires that just came in. And he's putting them all together. I got to pick out the lug nuts. That's an exciting thing for a guy to do, you know? It's kind of like picking
the
name
of a
baby.
How often do you get to pick your lug nuts, I suppose, if you're buying them? Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I get to choose the color, chrome, stainless, or black.
Wow.
And the black ones are nice. I like them, but I'm not sure. The rims are, anyways, it doesn't matter. It's kind of like picking out the...
Can you get them pre-rusted so that like 10 years down the road they look the same?
No, but...
Is that the right thing to ask?
Flint roads will do that to me quickly.
Yeah.
So.
Can I get them pre-dented?
Yeah. Yeah. It's pre-distressed, Jacob.
Pre-distressed. Yeah.
There it is.
These have been Genesee countied.
It's kind of like I like to look at, you know, used guns, but I don't like to see them be pre-distressed. But it is always nice when you buy a gun and it's used and it's got like one scratch on it. That way you know... At least you didn't make the first one.
I think it's hilarious when you see people selling the guns and the Social Security number is like scraped, carved into the gun.
Yeah.
It never gets stolen. I want people to know whose it is.
Yep. And, like, you know,
okay,
that used to be a big thing.
36027 something. Yeah.
I was just reading a story in Guns and Ammo about how a guy had a four-digit Winchester lever action, and it had a driver's license number from his great-grandpa. You know, and it's like, you got to be kidding me. So, but this segment is brought to you by Diamond Jim's Tire and Auto Service Center. They're right on Dort Highway in Burton, Michigan. They've been there since 77, and by God, they do great work all the time for me, so you'll be glad if you get them working for you. 810-743-4210 is their number. Call, make an appointment, get in there, and get your tires, your rims, your suspension, whatever it is you need fixed. They are the spa for your car.
I'm impressed, John. I thought I was going to have to redirect you back around to the spot.
No,
you got there all on your own.
I'm on there all
on
my own, pal. It's a crazy circle,
nicely
but it's
done.
A short circle,
well,
and
know,
I can
like,
get around it.
You see the dogs
it's kind
in
of
front
like a
yards.
Roundabout.
They've got like the stake in the ground. It's only got like a 5-foot lead.
Yeah. Right.
You can't go far.
Keeping it tight.
Well, Jacob wants to talk about Glocks this segment, and I like that thought because Glocks are one of our favorite guns.
What's the most, probably one of, if not the most popular firearm handgun in America.
Yeah, between
right now.
That and Smith & Wesson's, yeah.
It's the AR-15 of the handgun world. Everybody's got one or knows somebody that has one.
Right.
So, and
one?
Glock's been...
What is this one you speak of?
Glock's been around for a long time, of course, but
yeah.
Some news started hitting this week that there could be some changes coming up with Glocks, and it looks that as many as 26 models and 100 SKUs might be removed from the company's catalog.
That's interesting.
That's a large.
Yeah, that's a lot.
My first thought was, what are they cutting out? What could possibly be so not selling in the Glock catalog? And then I realized how expansive that catalog is.
It is. There's a lot of items in there.
But we're not even talking about the non-gun stuff.
Yeah.
You know, don't forget, Glock still makes shovels and
shovels, knives,
and cutlery,
axes.
In Europe,
and cutlery,
Glock is known for
cutlery.
Spatulas and cutlery. It's it's like, yeah, I've got a Glock, and you pull out a spatula, right? You know, it's okay.
It's a sure. G2.
Yeah, yeah. So.
That just doesn't seem right.
It is right though. I mean, think about it. It's like, look at all the stuff Saginaw Steering Gear made. They're kind of like the Saginaw Steering Gear of Mid Michigan. You know, only if they're in Austria.
Yeah, I could. You know? I guess you could say that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just, you know, just to say that, look at what can happen. Now, what do they make next year there?
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And a lot of solar panels. Fields.
But, yeah, geez. Oh,
So what it ends up is Glock, and I forgot some of these things actually existed through Glock still.
Right.
Glock is still making the Gen 3, the Gen 4, and the Gen 5 pistols.
Which is crazy. I thought they would just quit making them.
I thought Gen 3s were done, but they're not.
They're not. They still bring them out.
They still bring them out.
They've been bringing them out.
The biggest thing is the company is going to stop producing Gen 3 handguns.
Right.
They're going to stop producing most of the Gen 4s.
Right.
And focus on the Gen 5s.
Now, personally, Gen 4s are still my favorite. But a lot of the old school guys like Gen 3s better. because they like the trigger configuration or they're easier to work on or something.
Well, and it's
the way the springs are configured in the gun for the recoil springs and everything. So it is odd that they would just all of a sudden drop these. But I understand, because it's not that the calibers are going to drop or obsolete, but they are very, very slow moving.
They are. And so they're going to thin out the 357 SIGs and the 40 caliber Smith & Wesson handguns.
And they might as well, because they're just not that popular anymore. I mean, even most of your 40 cals in the Glocks, you can buy a 9mm barrel for, because the bolt is the same. It's a same bolt
interchangeable
face.
Barrels.
And the 357 SIG is the same as a 40, only it's neck down. So they all have they all take the same bolt. They take the same slide, but the barrels are interchangeable. Now,
and don't forget, Glock still has the 45 GAP.
Yeah, Glock auction action pistol. I want to say auction.
So
that's the only time you ever see them is in auctions. But they, you know, I almost switched over to that, you know, 20 years ago.
Almost.
Because it was more powerful than a 45 ACP. You could load them hotter, and it made a lot of sense.
But
the
now
GAP
with
made
your,
a lot of sense.
Now with your elbows and wrists, you're probably glad you didn't.
Don't talk about my problems. I'm not here to talk about your problems. But all right, so the GAP, I mean, yeah, it snaps a little bit more, but so do 40 cals, you know? So it's got to be just about the same as a 40 cal, but
and
anyways.
Well, so Gen 3s, most of the Gen 4s, and really thinning out 357 SIG caliber, 40 caliber, and then 45 GAP. Then you realized even SIG, the namesake of the 357 SIG, hasn't chambered a handgun in that caliber in years.
Yeah.
So
yeah. They thought they were, you know, king of the hill. It was going to be the new cop round, but it's a bottleneck pistol round. It's not ever been popular in the United States.
No.
You know, it's always been a European thing, and they were trying to grab that European market too. And it's hard for reloaders, because you can't reload them as fast as you can reload a regular straight-walled cartridge.
Yeah.
So I've never invested in one, nor have I ever invested in a 45 GAP. I've come close, but I never have.
So also what they're going to do is thin out all the factory offerings of the Glock factory night sights and the AmeriGlow bold sights as well.
Really?
So
I never liked the AmeriGlows a whole lot, but that front sight, that, you know, where they do that big orange front sight?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I got a few of those. I like those. But
so they're going to focus more on teaming up with putting on, so the MOS systems they offer.
Yes.
Which is where that back sight comes off.
The plate comes off. Yep. The sight can stay there, but the plate's in front of the sight.
The plate comes off. And then what they're teaming up with is Aimpoint to put in these Aimpoint optic systems on the rear of the firearm.
That's
going to be probably more and more. You're going to see more and more promotion. I mean, everything you see in every magazine and every news outlet about guns lately has been these handguns with the optics on.
Yeah,
it's the new thing.
I'm having a hard time getting used to it. You know,
my eyes don't work with them.
I know they don't, and I like, we both got MOS Glocks. And mine's got optics on it. Yours doesn't.
No,
you know,
I don't want. I mean, one, it's something that could break. So I like the iron sights, plain sights, whatever you call them on the Glocks. But anyways,
well, now what about as far as you know? Right now, everything's staying the same in 45s and 10mm.
So far,
still selling big,
except for Gen 3s and Gen 4s. You know, that's gonna be thinned out.
Okay, probably make less. But I have noticed there's been a real upswing in 380s. We're starting to see the Model 28s.
Yeah.
We're starting to see, what is it?
The 42. The 42s are still out
24?
There.
No. There's a 25.
25.
So 25 Glock 25s and 28s.
Large frame 380s.
Yeah. And it's the size of a Glock 19.
Which
or.
For years were never imported.
Yeah, they weren't
to
allowed
civilian
here.
Use.
Yeah. Which is weird. I never understood that, but that was probably an ATF thing. Or, you know, federal laws. I don't know what it was. Something about the barrel wasn't marked with the...
There was something about that.
Yeah. You know?
So the other one, though, that's going to be completely gone is the Glock 49. The G49. So
that's a brand new one.
It's brand new, but apparently when it first was introduced, it was only a limited run anyways.
Right.
So tell me what that one is.
It's an odd configuration. It takes a Glock 19 frame.
So a 15-round frame grip.
Yep.
Grip frame.
With the longer slide on top. So it'd almost be like a miniature long slide.
Okay.
So maybe not by much.
People with smaller hands but still wanted a target
better
barrel.
Yep, and a little slight bit more concealable with better longer sight plane. So more distance between the front sight and the back sight. It is easier to shoot a 17L or a 17 than it is to shoot a 19.
Do you think they're going to wait till a G50 and actually make a like
a 50 caliber GI? One? That would be GI wonderful. Glock? That would be wonderful. I wish they would make the 50 GI. I like 50 caliber guns.
Or even Glock and 45 Winchester Magnum, a Glock and 30 carbine. Think of the opportunities Glock could really grow with.
You'd think they would come out with a some kind of a hybrid, or maybe a Glock and 30 carbine. You know,
that's what I just said.
Oh, I didn't hear you say 30 carbine. Sorry.
That's okay.
You never know. I don't know what to expect out of Glock anymore. I don't.
I mean,
I used to really anticipate. You know,
they made the 22 40, which is
I got
Glock
friends
44.
That carry that 22. They love it because it's so light. But I show them my Kel-Tec P17, and they're like, oh,
right.
That's even lighter.
Right.
And it holds more shells, you know, so, and it's not $400. So, you know what I mean? It's, but it's a Kel-Tec, it's American made, but I think the Glock, the 44, which
is
the 22
caliber one.
Yeah. Now, and the Glock 44 is, I think it's American made too. I don't think it's made in Austria. It's made in Georgia, I believe. Or somewhere, Smyrna, I believe, Georgia. So I don't know. I'm excited about it, but I'm not holding my breath because no matter what, I'm content with my Glock collection for now. And you know, but it is a day that ends in Y. It could change by the end of the day.
Well, I guess there's a couple things. You're right, but I guess there's a couple things that these changes in Glocks open up. One, are we going to see a price jump on Gen 3s and Gen 4s if people are thinking we can't get them anymore? Or is it going to be a closeout where people just want to clear the shelves and get rid of the older models to make way for more Gen 5s?
Could be, but remember when you got your 17L?
Yeah.
And how excited you were because they were collectors?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, what's this? They started selling them again?
No, they make them again.
yeah, they make them again.
So now they're making Gen 5 17Ls.
Yeah.
So is this also going to open the gates for a Gen 6? You know, are they clearing out the old stock so they can focus on Gen 5s and Gen 6s?
Well, could be. Hey, this is Gunsmith Show, of course, Saturday
morning.
I want to
point out, too, this just came across the wire. I know we're talking changes at Glock.
Yeah.
This is a change. It's not Glock, but I just, this came across the transom here. It's Hallmark researchers say they're close to developing a second movie plot.
No way.
Yeah, it's coming.
You know,
that's what I heard.
Trump's initiating a lot of changes.
A second Hallmark plot. That's what's this world coming?
Thanks,
Obama.
Next thing you know, Scrooge will really happen. Christmas will end. I don't know what to expect anymore.
Keep it right here. US 103.1, your home for the ultimate classic rock at Gunsmith Show. Saturday mornings, 8 to 9. Back with more after this.